A lot of talk about who was the favourite prior to the barrier draw, Anthony Van Dyck. Now that he will jump from the outside gate, barrier 18, with the top weight of 58.5 kilos. And it is great to catch up with the travelling foreman for Aidan O'Brien, TJ Comerford, who was always very generous with his time down at Werribee. Good morning, TJ.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What was your initial reaction when you saw 21 come out for Anthony Van Dyck, the extreme outside he'll jump from after the emergencies are withdrawn?
Sure, look, these are the things that happen, you know. Sure, like when you're coming here, you don't know where you're going to be drawn, and but like it doesn't stop you from running and taking your chance. But it's not ideal, but I'm sure he'll run a good race as well. You know, you just hope that things go smooth for him through the race as well. You know, it's not an ideal draw, but I'm sure he can run good from it.
If there are positives to be taken from it, he's going to have plenty of space, and his horse that likes to race up on the speed. He led last start when he beat Home Stradivarius. Will that be the plan? Would you be scared to take up the running in a Caulfield Cup, or would you like to sit a little off the speed?
Well, he normally sits off the speed anyway. Only the last day he was ridden forward because I suppose nobody else wanted to make it. You don't want to go too quick against the likes of Stradivarius because you'll be only helping him. You know, he's a stayer. But Anthony Van Dyck beat him twice he met, you know. So he beat him twice from two, you know. So, like... I mean, the last day he was ridden, he wasn't doing a tap in front, you know. So, really, it doesn't. You just have to ride him as you find him now at this stage, you know. So, making it, he doesn't need to be make it, but it would be good to sit some bit forward to see what's going to happen and make sure that there's plenty of pace on.
You've gone close before, Aidan O'Brien in a Caulfield Cup, Johannes Vermeer a couple of years ago, and Cliffs of Moab run placings. How much of a better horse is Anthony Van Dyck, or is he a better horse than those two that you brought out previously?
Well, he's definitely a much better horse on paper, you know. Like, I mean, we always try to bring nice horses out here, but he's definitely probably the farm horse, you know. So the farm, like the farm of his English Derby, and his run in France, and he's always been thereabouts, you know. He's always been on the premises, so, you know, like there's no reason why he shouldn't be on the premises tomorrow again, you know. Just makes it harder from a bad draw, but I'm sure he can turn up at his best.
You know him better than anyone. Is he in the same vein of form as what he was when he won at Longchamp, or when he won an Epsom Derby, the way he settled in and he's working?
He is, yeah. He looks really well. He looks really well. You know, he's a picture. He's a really good looking horse, and there's a gleam off his coat. You know, so yeah, he's definitely in good form. You know, so you couldn't have him any better. You know, so he's worked, and Hugh Bowman is going to sit on him tomorrow for a spin round in the morning, and then sure we'll see what'll happen on Saturday.
If we get a little bit of rain, there is some rain predicted. How much of a hindrance would that be if we get into a soft range? It won't get too wet at Caulfield, but I suppose a soft over here in Australia compared to a soft in the UK is a pretty different beast. So what are your thoughts on the predicted rain?
I wouldn't say that your soft would be like our soft, you know. It will be fine for him, you know. I suppose it wouldn't want to be too soft and top, really, you know, because they can still hit the ground hard and that, you know, and you don't want them slipping from under them. But I really don't think the ground is going to be that much of an issue, bar it's very bad. Other than that, a bit of rain will only make the ground safer. So I wouldn't really dwell on ground too much at the moment. Bar it's a complete downpour, but I expect the ground to be fine.
There's been a lot made with him carrying 58.5 kilos. He's by far and away the highest rated horse in the race. If we compare him to some of the other internationals back home, would he be expected to be able to give 3 kilos, 3.5 kilos to Buckhurst, or 4 kilos to Prince of Arran and still beat them?
Well, you know what? If it was a level playing field, well then, yeah, he would be beating these horses all the time. But at the same time, he has to give weight away, and he has to give it away from a bad draw. So I suppose it's a little bit in everybody else's favour as well, you know. But at the same time, he is entitled to be carrying that weight, because I mean that's what he's done at home, and the form is there, so you can't really look away from it. You know, he's an English Derby winner. You couldn't be running at lighter weights than those horses, you know, for what Anthony Van Dyck has done, you know.
It's hard for you to get a gauge on the locals, but of the fellow internationals, who do you see as your biggest danger?
Look, I honestly believe you have to respect most of the horses. I think that you can never overrule any of them, because on the day, it's about winning the race. Not always the best horses win these races, but on the day, you have to respect every horse, and there's some really good horses here, and we're coming over here trying to beat the locals, and it's never easy, never easy.
You had a bit of a hiccup yesterday with Wichita. We heard a report saying that he is fairly comfortable, and there's some chance that he could return. How is Wichita?
I'm looking at him here now. He's not bothering him. He's grand. He's actually very good. He's actually very good. We done him yesterday evening into last night, and he's dinner last night, and he ate his breakfast, and he's eating hay there now. There's not a bother on him. He's very, very good, actually. The lad's done a great job.
Oh, that is great to hear. And the rest of the team heading towards your Cox Plate, Armoury, Magic Wand. Are you happy with how they're progressing?
Yeah, Magic Wand is good. Armoury is good. I mean, Santiago and Tiger Mott in the Melbourne Cup, they're all good. They're all out this morning, all in one lot. So, yeah, they look well, and they seem to be doing well, you know. So, yeah, there's no main issues with them, you know. Amory is in great form. Magic Wand is starting to come to herself now as well, you know. She's the same all the time. This time last year, she just got better and better up to the McKinnon, you know. So, yeah, we're very pleased with them.
What's the travelling crew like down at Werribee? Have you got a bit of inter-barn rivalry amongst each other as well?
And well, you know what? We're too busy. I don't have time for trying to take the mickey out, lads. There's plenty of lads here. Joseph has four horses here. Willie Mullins has two. We have six. And then you have Charlie Fellows and Roger Charlton. And then you have Andreas Waller, you know. So there's 16 of us in here all together, you know. So it does be fairly busy here in the mornings, you know, because we all have slot times and that, and everybody. But everyone is very good, you know. There's never any scrambling for the track or for that, you know. It all goes very well. Everyone works well together, so it's very, very good. It's actually a very grand, good place to do horses Werribee. It's always been very good, and everyone is very good to us, you know. So couldn't have it any better.
Final word, TJ. Are you confident you can win the cup?
Yeah, I'd be confident. Yeah, like we think we have got a good chance anyway, you know. So I wouldn't be swapping them this late now.
Good luck tomorrow, or on Saturday, I should say, TJ. It'd be great to see Anthony Van Dyck in the Caulfield Cup.
Thanks very much.